Boker Tov, Freilichem Purim. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Tzadi Zayin. We're last couple of blot and change before we get to, about two blot and change before we get to Arvei Pesachim, the famous parak, which is definitely a little more easier, we'll say, than today's daf, and a lot of very relevant topics. Actually, a lot of the topics with today were on a Friday of Purim, and a lot of discussion of Friday and Purim, when you make the Suda, circles around, actually, the first Gemaras, right in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, of the 10th and final parak of the Masechta. But we still have a couple more, a lot over here, discussing the Kerem Pesach, we've been discussing Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, Pesach of Mitzrayim versus Pesach of Deiris. So yesterday we left off, we started to have a conversation with the Gemara Rava was really qualifying a conversation that Rabbi Akiva had with Rabbi Shua. So if you remember in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua introduced, he said he heard a statement that Temura of a Pesach is Kreva, and he heard a statement that Temura of a Pesach is not Kreva, and he doesn't know how to reconcile the two statements. And Rabbi Akiva came along and said, I'll reconcile the statements. It's simple. Let's say you have a Karban Pesach that, for whatever reason, was misplaced, and you separated, you designate another Karban Pesach, a replacement, and it's to take its stead. And then you find the original Karban Pesach. What is going to be the status of that original Karban Pesach? So it depends when you found it. If you found it after you already shechted and properly used the replacement, so you no longer have a need for this Karban Pesach b'chlal, and that you found the original, the halacha is the original becomes a shlamim automatically. You know, a Karban Pesach extra left over after Erev Pesach becomes a shlamim. Meisach Pesach is a shlamim. So this extra Karban Pesach that's found afterwards is a shlamim. However, says Rabbi Akiva, but what if you found the original Karban Pesach prior to bringing the replacement Karban Pesach, and then now you have both of them around, and then you bring the new one, so the old one becomes kind of like dachy, it becomes rejected. It's dachy, it's rejected, and therefore still, the din is the same, extra Pesach will become shlamim, but you won't bring this itself as a shlamim, you won't bring it itself as a shlamim, rather you'd let it get a mum, you'd have to let it go to graze, get a mum, take the kedusha off the Pesach and put it onto money, and use that, basically sell that animal, and the money, the kedusha goes onto the money, and use that money to buy a new animal, and that new animal will be a shlamim. That was Rabbi Akiva's chilek. So how does that explain Rabbi Yeshua's statement that I heard a tmura's kreva and a tmura's enikreva? So the deal was simple. Whenever we say that the Pesach itself, the Karban Pesach itself, if let's say it was found after, it was discovered after the replacement already was shechted, so this Pesach itself goes on the Mizbeach. If I was to make a Temura, which we explained yesterday again, the idea of Temura is, you try to exchange, take the Kedusha of Carbon A and put it in the Carbon B, we say both are Kaddish. If I was to take this Pesach and make a Temura onto another animal, then that second animal would also be able to go on the Mizbeach directly as a Shlamim. If, however, I have a Carbon Pesach that was found prior to shechting its replacement, so they're both around at the same time, and it's, like we're saying, it's kind of rejected as dachoy, so just like the Pesach itself now can't go on the Mizbeach, you have to let it graze and get a mum. If I was to make a tmura of this Pesach, it would also have to go graze and get a mum. And the Mar even asked, to the extent the Mar was bothered, right away the Mar asked, while we focused on tmura, we should just focus on Pesach itself. The whole din is really based on Pesach itself. The Mar said, we're just trying to bring out the din, we're just trying to bring out a side point, Legabe, the fact that there's Tmur as well, but Anachami, the Ikur Din really was applicable to Pesach itself, and the Tmur is really just a byproduct of that Din of Pesach. Okay, that was the Shaka Vitaya of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva at the beginning of the Gemara, but then we had a statement from Rava, and we're going to have a second version of that statement coming up right now. The statement from Rava was putting forth that perhaps there's a difference between whether when I did the Tmura. Meaning, let's say my original Pesach was found, very close found, prior to me shechting the replacement Pesach. So I have both Pesachim in front of me, which renders the first Pesach, the original Pesach, that kind of rejected. When I don't use it, it's going to be rejected. But I didn't make a Temura yet. I only made a Temura after I shechted the replacement carbon. I brought my new carbon Pesach. I brought it. Then I made the Temura. Does it make a difference if my Temura is made after I already brought the other carbon, or not? Do we say that since by the time I made the Temura, the other carbon, the Pesach, the new Pesach was already brought, so this Temura is like when I found the Pesach after I brought the other Pesach, and just like in that case, the Pesach would be okay, this Temura would be okay? Or do we say, no, since the Temura is coming from, it's based on a carbon Pesach that in itself is Dachoy, even though the Tmur came at a time where it wouldn't be Dachi, since it comes from a Karbas, then it's Dachi, therefore it's still going to be a problem. That was Rava's statement. Rava was qualifying, and Rava said that even if you found the Pesach before you shecht the other Pesach, but you did a Tmura of the Pesach after Shechita, in that case, we're going to say the Tmura still came from a douche that was Dachi, and therefore it's no good. That was Rava's statement. Abaye asked a question from Raisa, and Rava defended the question for the Raisa. Now we're going to pick it up a few lines from the bottom of the page of Sadi Vav Beis. We're going to pick it up from the second version of Rava's statement and Abaye's subsequent question. Ikka d'masla Raisa. Some say the Rava's statement was on the Raisa of the Raisa. Again, we are Sadi Vav Beis. We are just a few lines up at the bottom of the page, and we're saying the second version of Rava's qualification to the Mishnah. Some say the Rav's statement is going on the first part of the Mishnah, and the Mar spells out first. The Mar spells out the whole conversation. Let's say you had a Karban Pesach that got lost, you designated a replacement, and now you found the original before you go shecht the new replacement, you found the original. What's halacha? We said the halacha is that Pesach has to graze, get a mum, and you use the money to bring a shlamim, but you cannot bring itself as a shlamim, like we've explained, because it itself has a din of, it is dachay. And then it also applies to the Tmura. Same thing applies to the Tmura as well. The Tmura of this Pesach also will have to go and graze and use the money to buy a shlamim. You won't be able to bring it itself as a shlamim. Amar Rava's Rava qualifies. In this case, in this version, Rava is being more lenient. Rava is qualifying and saying, that's Tafka where the person found the Pesach before Shechita, and he did the act of making a Tmura of the Pesach before shechting the other one. That's when we say that the Pesach is Dachi, and the Tmura also is problematic, and the Tmura you have to let it get a mum, and use the money, and buy a new Shlamim, but you can't bring it in itself as a Shlamim. However, what if you found the Karban Pesach before Shechita? That same story. I have a Karban Pesach, I lost it. I set aside a replacement, a new Karban Pesach, that's going to be my ultimate Karban Pesach. I then found the original, and before I got a chance to shecht the new one. So in that case, this Karban Pesach, of course, was saying, is dachli, I can't bring it itself as a shlamim, I have to let it get a mum, and use the money for shlamim. But what if in that case, I then went and shechted the new one, and then only after I shechted the new one, only then did I make a tamura for my Pesach? Says the Gemara, avanim tzakam shechita, v'heim b'ay ach shechita, if the tamura was made only after the shechita, so by the b'shas I made the tamura, the Pesach was already, it was past the stage of it being dachli. So it's interesting, it was a dachli, but it's not being dachli right now, because there is no other Pesach to push it away. Says the Gemara, tamurasei krev shlamim. According to Rava, the tamura itself does not need to graze, get a mum, sell it, and use the money for shlamim. The tamura itself can be brought to shlamim. My taima, ki kava shchita midi dechazle. Midi dechazle kava shchita. The shchita is what makes something dachli. When I'm shechting the replacement Pesach and not shechting the original Pesach, that's what makes the original Pesach push aside. B'shas, I made the tamura, the replacement Pesach was already gone. The shchita was already done. My tamura wasn't around b'shas shchita. If it wasn't around b'shas shchita, it never got the status of being dachli. My tamura wasn't pushed aside, and therefore the tamura does not need to graze, get a mum, and do an exchange to bring a shlamim. The tamura itself could be brought as a shlamim. The original Pesach was tough to graze and get a mum, but not the tamura. That is Rav's qualification on the Mishnah, Lakula. This time he's going Lakula. A question for the same price that he asked from yesterday. In Kesef, the price says as follows. In Kesef, if a person has a lamb for his Karban Pesach, what's teach me? The rabbi's Tmuras Pesach Lach Pesach. That person is going to teach me to include that a Tmuras Pesach after Pesach Shukev Shlamim. You know what you do with it? The Tmur of Karban Pesach after Pesach becomes as a Shlamim like the Pesach after Pesach. Okay. Yachal af top of Tzadi Zayin Ben Aleph. Yachal af Lefne Pesach Hein. Now over here, That which we just quoted, we quoted yesterday as well, that part of the price, and the Mer tried to elaborate what is the price teach, what's the case, and Rabbi tried to ask Kasha Rava from that, and Rava deflected the Kasha. Now we quote actually a second part of the Brisa that we did not quote yesterday. And Taisa actually has a big issue with this. We'll get back to it in a second. But now we're quoting a new part of the Brisa, which we didn't quote. Very straightforward. Yochel afafei Pesach. And the Brisa says, Mamish, our discussion. You would think even before Pesach, meaning if the original Pesach was found before you shechted the replacement, you would think the same then, that the Pesach and the Tmura also could be shechted as a shlamim directly. They don't have to get a mum. They don't have to go graze. Taman Lemer, who karev veit bris a Pesach kreva? Who tells me that who karev the kosher Pesach is offered as a Pesach, but the tamur Pesach also is not going to be offered as a Pesach? Rather, has to graze, get a mum, and only then could it be brought. Now, what's the case that the Bryce is telling me that the tamur Pesach needs to get a mum, that it can't be offered directly as a shlamim, needs to get a mum and use the money for a shlamim? What's the case? If the case was where you have a karm Pesach that was lost, you set aside a new one, you found the original before shchita, and you made a tmura on that one before Shechita, so then both the tmura and the original Pesach were around, b'shas you shechted and used the replacement to be the ultimate Pesach, so they're both dachay, so of course they should be no good. Says the Pshita, it's Pashat, those can't be brought as a shlamim. Those are need to get a mum. That's not a shayla, that's not a chiddush there. So lama likra, who needs a Pesach for that? Elalav, shenim to the drush you're bringing is, shenim to kan Shechita, v'im b'ach Shechita. The drush you're bringing is for a case where the Pesach was found before Shechita of the Shechita of its replacement. You have the original Pesach was lost. You set aside a replacement. You found the original before you checked the replacement, which makes this original one dachli. You did not make a tamura yet. You only made a tamura after shechting the original, so the tamura was taken out around to be quote unquote rejected b'shas the Shechita. Yet still, since it's coming mekayach of the Pesach, that's dachli, it's also going to be dachli. That's the teaching of the Pesach. Says Gemara, Tiyufta derav elav. We're talking about a case where it was found, the original Pesach was found before Shechita, but the Tamura took place after Shechita, and still, the Tamura is no good. That must be the Chiddush of Braisa, Tiyufta Derava, Tiyufta Taka, according to this simple interpretation of the latter part of the Braisa, is a clear Kasha, it's a Stira, it's a Rai against Rava. Rava wanted to say that the Tamura, the act of Tamura taking place later, makes it that the Tamura itself could be brought as a Shlamim. You see, for this Braisa, not like that. What's the Pella is that according to the first version of Rava, this part of the Braisa would have been a riot to Rava. The Gemara didn't bring that part of the Braisa, only by the first part of the Braisa. According to the second version of Rava, this part of the Braisa is a Kasha on Rava, and we actually use the Shlag of Rava. What Taisa is bothered is, it's one thing to say that you have a Braisa, a new Braisa, that has a statement that's a Raya against the second version of Rava. Itaka would have been a Raya to the first version of Rava, but B'shas, the Gemara, the Shachar Tanya of the Gemara, when it was taking place, the Gemara didn't know this other Brisa, and therefore it just has a Kasha Rava. It defended the Kasha, but it didn't bring this Brisa as a Raya because it was unaware of this Brisa. But over here, Sustasis, it's clearly the same Brisa. This is the same Brisa, continuation of the same Brisa, and we are bringing the second part of the Brisa in as a question on Rava in the second Lashon, in the first Lashon, where we clearly know the first part of the Brisa, very not mistaver that we knew the first part of the Brisa and not the second part of the Brisa. So why didn't we bring this Brisa as a Raya to Rava in the first Lashon? Ultimately, the same Brisa as the Kasha on Rava second Lashon is a Raya to his first Lashon. We never brought it as Raya. Taisus leaves is very bothered. Why? The Deichik you'd say is that we knew the first part of the Brisa, we didn't know the second part, and only in the second conversation did we become aware of the second part of the Brisa. But that's definitely a Deichik approach to what happened to the Shachar Tanya, so a little bit shver. Okay, before we go further, and this really is going to take us, this next morning is going to take us all the way to the rest of the daf. It's going to take us, it's not a very big daf, but it's going to take us all the way to the end of today's discussion, which is a comparison Shmuel is going to make between the Pesach, and we just discussed this idea the other day. We brought up chatas amesas. There's a concept of chatas that are unusable. We're going to go through them in a moment. That they go to Misa, what happens to Pesach in the parallel case? That's going to really be the focus of the conversation from here to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. But before we go, it's really a side point, but it's a not that much. We're not speaking that much on the daf today, A, because of time, B, because we just happen not to have that many direct comments on the daf. There's an interesting shaila that relates to this pasuk that we just darshan im kesev. Right? In the Pesukim, when we talk about the carbons being brought for Karban Pesach, if it's a lamb, if it's a sheep, they have to bring it with the aliyah, with the fatty tail. That actually will come up again, I believe, in today's daf. The point is that we know in the Torah, it sometimes interchanges the word kesev and keves. It interchanges the word kesev and keves. Keves can mean a ramp, obviously. We know keves can be a ramp, but keves can mean also a sheep. There's discussion if it's different ages, different sizes, but keves and kesev are both different words used for the same species for sheep in the Torah. A shayla came in front of Radvaz. There was a Sefer Torah they're reading from. It was supposed to say im kesev, and it said im keves. It was supposed to say im kesev, and it said im keves. It switched. Now, the shayla was, is that a reason enough to call it Sefer Torah Pasul and put it away and take out a new Sefer Torah and read from a new Torah? Or could you continue to read from it? Is it not like Chachila, obviously, but it's still going to be Kasher? The story went a little further. The Shaila was supposed to arrive in that this fellow who was asking the Shaila was in a shul and the Rav Paskin that you could leave it, you could use it, you could continue using it. So he wanted to know what's the halacha according to the Radvaz and did the Rav do the right thing? It's been two prongs to the Shaila. The Rav in that particular shul held, you can still use the Sefer Torah. So Radvaz says like this. Sets up step one, step two. Step one is when you have a word, a change of a word that changes the meaning, it's pashat meaning. So let's say the word, for whatever reason, the mistake in the there's a mistake in the writing, and that mistake in the writing actually changes the meaning, no doubt that has to be corrected, that has to be switched. By the way, this is also relevant, before, without getting too sidetracked, with corrections we make with the chazan.
with the Balkaire. There's big discussions. The Eil makes to make corrections. When the Balkaire makes a mistake, the Eil makes to make corrections. Some of the Paiskim were very against it. Some of the Paiskim held that you make a correction. See, he made a mistake in how he's reading. Teres Kusher. He read him wrong. Even Mevayish a person, Merabim, for a mistake, only when it's a mistake that has a real stark nafkamina in the meaning, and that's stam a little change in the meaning. So I want to say, as far as only if you let's say, instead of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Cholili, you said Hashem Acher. Like something as extreme as that, then it's Mamishapi curses, then you correct them, otherwise there'll be no need to correct. Meis the Velt does not seem to know either way, the Velt seems to correct more, and maybe the reason is because once it becomes popular to correct, the whole idea is an issue of busha. It's not such a busha to be corrected. People don't take it so personally, for the most part, no one takes it personally. Okay, but that's again with correcting the Balkaria, with the Sefer Torah, if it's the meaning has changed, the reason why I brought up the Balkaria is because that's where someone make the guideline. If the meaning changes, you correct, that's the basic halacha. If the meaning doesn't change, then you don't correct. But with the Sefer Torah as well, once the meaning has changed, said Rav Az, for sure you have to switch out the Sefer Torah for a kosher Sefer Torah. Rav Az says further, even if the meaning is not changed, like our case, Kesef and Keves could be used for the same word, even if the meaning is not changed, but Lemaisa, if the word is spelled differently, the Chayra, he held that would be a good enough reason to change Sefer Torah, not like the way that Rav Paskin, but Lemaisa, he brought that even though he holds that way, he holds that you should say change Sefer Torah if the spelling is wrong, even if the meaning is not wrong. If the spelling is totally wrong, that would be a reason to change Sefer Torah. He did bring from the Sefer Chinuch Beis Yehuda, who also held that the meaning, who Paskin like this Rav, happened to Paskin, that the meaning is the Iker, not the pronunciation. The meaning is the Iker, if the meaning is the same, then we're okay, even if it's a wrong pronunciation totally, and we're taking a step further, even if the lettering is wrong in the Torah. And therefore he said, there's Yeshal Milismaik, this Rav, who's Psak, doesn't come from nowhere. There were people before us that did hold of this Psak. Lamaisa, he held that Rav Das himself held, in his situation, if it was clearly happened in his presence, he would switch out the Torah, he would consider it possible. Okay, says the Gemara now, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shebechatas Mesa, BePesach Karav Shlamim, V'Kol Shebechatas Raya, BePesach Nami Raya. Sounds very basic, very simple. I'm not going to lie, it's not necessarily the most simple Gemara. It's not very complicated, but it's not the most simple Gemara. It's very, very kashmidic, very tmuradic. This is, in my opinion, the harder perk within Tmura. This topic was the harder topic, harder perk in Tmura, and Me'ila as well. But the Mishnayos over there in Tmura discuss that there's five chatas and mesas. There's five scenarios where a chatas goes lamisa. What are they? The basic premise is that a chatas cannot come benedava. That's really the basic insight. A person cannot bring a donated chatas. I could donate a shlamim, I could donate an ayla. I could be chayiv an ayla, but I could also donate an ayla. I could just bring it as a donation. I could bring a shlam as a donation. I cannot bring a chatas as a donation. Either I'm chayiv a chatas or I'm not. I can't bring a donation. And that's really the basic premise behind the din of chatas amesis is lachamash v'sinai, the five cases, and Asham grazes, and in such a case, in those cases, and the money gets used for a shlamim. But the point is that what are those five cases where we have chatas mesis? A vlad chatas. A chatas is typically a female carbon. Let's say it gives birth. The vlad chatas has a status of chatas, but I don't need it. It's extra. I have another chatas. Vlad chatas, tmuras chatas. That relates to our tzugya. Tmura. I have a tmura of chatas. I take chatas and make a tmura of the chatas. Case number three. Chatas shemesa bailam. If you have a chatas where the bailam of the chatas died, bailam don't need a kapari after they're dead. And therefore, it's like an extra chatas. So again, there's a third case of chatas that goes lamisa. A fourth case is a chatas that got lost, and you got a kapur with a different chatas, again, relating to our topic we've been discussing, where the Pesach got lost. The chatas got lost, and you brought another one in its place. And the fifth case of chatas mesis is where it passed its age. Let's say the chatas is supposed to be, I forget it, let's say, I think it's 2 years. It's supposed to be within its 2 years. If it got too old out of the first 2 years, then that'll be chatas, the fifth case. Those are five cases of chatas mesis. That you have these extra chatas, they go lemisa. Yeah, you put it into a room, you lock it into a room, you let it die. So that's chatas mesis. Says Shmuel Aklau, whenever the halacha bechatas is lemisa, a Pesach in that same scenario, the Pesach would be brought as a shlamim. You don't really go to Misa, you just bring it as a shlamim. It can't be a Pesach for whatever reason, just like the Chatas can't be a Chatas, it can't be a Pesach. Pesach in those scenarios will be a shlamim. Whenever by Chatas, and there are scenarios, by Chatas where it goes to Riyah, you let it graze and use the money for, let's say, for an Ayla, or for a shlamim, or for whatever it may be, for an adava. So in those cases, Pesach also will actually be Raya. Pesach also will have to graze and then use the money for a shlamim. That is Shmuel's klal. Rabbi Yechon argues, Rabbi Yechon Amar, ain't Pesach karv shlamim. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Pesach is not brought a shlamim al shem tzach shchita. The only case where Pesach comes as a shlamim is when it was found after shchita. So the reality is, it sounds like Rabbi Yechon's arguing on Shmuel's big klal. If you chip it down, really, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon would only be arguing Shmuel on one specific case. Shmuel said this, wherever chatas dies, halachas, the Pesach in that case would become a shlamim. And that's five cases. Rabbi Yechon is arguing when it comes to the case of Aveda, Chata Sha'avda, which were the parallels Pesach Sha'avda, Rabbi Yechon is saying in that specific case, Eina Pesach Karav Shlamim, it itself is not, even though the Chatas would be Mesa there, the Pesach would not be brought to Shlamim, El Shidim Tzach Shchita, unless it was found after Shchita, Avokan Shchita Lai, which is really the topic we've been discussing until now, that if I have an original Pesach, and I lose it, and I set aside a replacement Pesach, and then I find the original, does that original, and then, but I'm still bringing the replacement as my Pesach, I bring it as my Karim Pesach and Erev Pesach, and I'm left with an extra original Karim Pesach. What do I do with that? So, since it was around B'Shat HaShechita, it's Dachli, and I need to let it get a Mum and use the money for Shlamim. Had I found it after Shechita, I would bring it itself as a Shlamim. That's what Mechon is saying, that when you talk about a Pesach being brought as a Shlamim, it's only if it was found after Shechita. If it was found before Shechita, you'd have to let it get a Mum. Which sounds like Shmuel's argument saying, even when the Pesach was found before Shechita, you still let it become as a Shlamim itself. That seems to be the only point of contention. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Maskar Vesef, Uklaluhu, is this Klal that Shmuel is saying that whenever a Chatas goes to the Re'iyah, is left to graze, so the Pesachim also, the Pesach, will also be left to graze. Is the Klal true? Hari Chatas Shavishnas a Chatas, which is out of its year. The first year passed, the Re'iyah Azla, a Chatas that's out of its second year, it's the first year. A Chatas out of its first year, which goes to the Re'iyah, and the Lach is, the halacha is you have to let it get a mum. A chatas that its year passed, you view it as if it's in the basic kvaras. The unique thing about that is the kahanim who deal with the kabbanas, they can't enter the basic kvaras. So that's a fancy way of saying you let it graze. Viraya. Actually, the next word says pretty clear. Viraya. Okay. Vilu Pesach, ki agavne kav shlamim. Pesach, where the time passed, where it's out of its first year, it comes as a shlamim. Itanya, we looked at the brisa. Kesev, again, that's that same pasuk we touched before. Kesev, the rabbis, the Pesach Aliyah. Kesev, the pasuk says that by Karm Pesach, you bring a lamb, we teach, it's coming to be marba, that the din of a Aliyah, the tail, by a sheep, by a lamb, the fatty tail, has a din of going on the Mizbeach by Karm Pesach. Keshuaymer, im Kesev, when it says im Kesev, the rabbis, it's a Pesach Shavish Nasa. Im Kesev is a chazar of a brisa we just quoted the other day. Im Kesev comes to include a Pesach that was after its first year, past its year. That what happens to it, and this and the other case, Shlam Abba Mach Pesach, or in general, Shlam that came because of extra Pesach, L'chom Mitzvah Shlamim, is coming to tell me that this Pesach that passed its year, or general Pesach, that or Maisa Pesach that became a Shlamim, you know, when you bring it as a carbon, you know what you do? You bring it like a regular full-fledged Shlamim. L'chom Mitzvah Shlamim, Shetunim, that it needs, a Shlamim needs smicha, you need to do leaning on the animal, on the carbon, Nesachim, needs Nesachim, Tufas Chaz V'Sheik, you need to wave the Chaz V'Sheik, all those deen that apply to regular Shlamim applies to this carbon as well. Says the Gemara Baisa further, Kishu Aimer Im Kesa, we already have a question. We already see very clearly from this Baisa that a Pesach Shavar Shnasai, a Pesach that's out of its ear, is brought as a Shlamim and doesn't go to graze. A Chad that's out of its ear goes to graze. L'chair Shmuel's comparison doesn't work. That's the first question. Kshayim Emez says the Pesach Emez, Hifsik Inyan Emez separates Inyan. Why? Tell me, Liman Al Ez, Shayntan Aliyah, tell me that the Ez does not require Aliyah, the Ez by a goat. There's no din of putting the tail on the Mizbeach. Okay. So by the Choyah of Akasha, that we see a Pesach who's out of its first year, doesn't graze, it gets brought as a Shlamim, it doesn't have to go in the Riyah. Amalei, so the Gemara said back, Kikam Shmuel Ba'avudin. When Shmuel says Alacha, he was referring to Chatais that got lost. Betchuin Le Amar, he wasn't talking about Chatais that was Stam Dachay that passed the year by itself. We're talking about where in addition, and this is really sugya since we're as well, where it got lost and then passed its time. So we're talking about there's an element of dachi there. That's where he says there's a din of raya of riyah taken up by just time passing a year, passing its time. He wasn't going to say riyah in that raya grazing in that case. In fact, even the case of avad, if avad mishkachasla is avad found. Is always going to be true by all cases. You have the case of going back to Chatas. You have a case of Chatas that was a B'Shash HaFrasha. I had a Chatas, lost it, separated another Chatas. What's the halacha? According to Rabbanan, it goes the Re'iyah. What does that mean? The Mishnah says very clearly. Again, it's a Mishnah in Tamura. Itan. Hivish Chatas Yev Avda, if one was Mafresh Chatas and then he lost the Chatas. Hivish Chatas and he set aside a replacement Chatas. The Nibsu Shan, then he found the first one. And both of them are right now present in front of me. So I lost the first one, separated the second one, did not yet bring the second one, found the first one. Now I have both in front of me. What's the halacha? So Rebbe Shita is Achas Tikmein Tikara Vishniya Thomas. Divi Rebbe. Rebbe says, bring one of them as a chatas, whichever one, you can pick whichever one you want. You can pick whichever one you want, but the other one is going to go to the Misa. One comes as chatas, one fits the criteria of the chatas mesa, goes to Misa. That's Divi Rebbe. V'chom Rebbe, no. A chatas mesa, El Shibzis Achas Shiz Kapar Bailam. V'chom saying that no. only a chatas that was found after you got a kapara, that's a chatas that came around after you already got a kapara, that goes lamisa, because it's like a useless chatas, that goes lamisa. But a chatas that was around that's fit to be brought as a carbon is very ironic, because in our sugya we've been saying, if the Pesach was around the first Pesach, Peshas, before you shot the second Pesach, that gives like a status of being dachy, and that's like a negative. Over here by chatas was saying it's a positive. If the chatas was around before you shot the other chatas, since they both were fit, so that what Allah is going to be, it goes to Riyah, says the Gemara, El Shib is not Chashis Kabar Bailam. Only if the Chatas was found after the Bailam got a Kapar with different Chatas, then it goes to Misa. Ha Kaidu Shiz Kabar Bailam. But if you found the original Chatas before you got a Kapar with the new one, Raya, the original one would left to be. The original chatas would left to be raya to graze. V'ilu b'pesach, really with the irony that we just pointed out, ilu b'pesach, heicha da'avad v'nimsa achar chatzais, kaidim shchita, karv shlamim. But by Pesach, we said very clearly that if it was lost, and you found it after chatzais, before shchita, it would be brought as a shlamim. That's the whole point of contention between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel, as long as after chatzais, even if it's before shchita, it's still going to be okay. Says the Gemara, you're right. Shmuel ki Rebbe Sfirile. Shmuel is like Rebbe. Amar avuda lemisa azla. Shmuel is like Rebbe. Rebbe said over here that both chatzis, whichever one gets left over, will go lemisa. If you use the other chatzis, the first chatzis will go lemisa. So Shmuel is like Rebbe, and therefore the parallel still exists. The parallel still exists that whenever something is lemisa, that's what by chatzis it becomes a shlamim automatically. By Pesach, whatever it's l'ri'iya, whenever it grazes by chatas, it'll graze by Pesach. We had a question that according to our bottom, we have a case of chatas that goes l'ri'iya, and by Pesach, that parallel case will not go l'ri'iya. That parallel case would be brought as a shlam directly. The answer is that no, Shmuel goes like Rebbe, that same case by chatas would go l'misa. It wouldn't be l'ri'iya. It would go l'misa, and therefore makes sense that the parallel case by Pesach is being brought as a shlamim. Says the Gemara, v'kal v'dil Rebbe Mesa, but what you tell me Shmuel holds? We tell me that Shmuel holds like Rebbe. But according to this, according to Rebbe, any chata that gets lost has a din of misa. Viva Pesach, it depends. Pesach, if it was lost before chatzais and found before chatzais, so even according to Shmuel, who is being more encompassing as to when the Pesach becomes a shlamim, he just held that if it's found after chatzais, which is the zman of Karban Pesach, even if you didn't shecht the Karban Pesach yet, that's enough to say you can bring the shlamim, this Pesach itself as a shlamim. But if you find the Karban Pesach that was lost before chatzais, and now you have both Pesachs in front of you before chatzais, and not even the zman Pesach yet, even Shmuel agrees in that case, it's going to go to Re'iyah. So has that shtim with the klal, because chatzis in that case would go lemisa. Wherever chatzis goes lemisa, Pesach should be a shlamim, shouldn't go Re'iyah. Says Gemara, kaidim chatzais lav avadu. If a Pesach was lost and found before Chatzos, it's not even called Oved. Kedirava, Damarava, Avedas Lai Lashmei Veda. When you lose the carbon Pesach, when you lose a carbon at night, I should say, when you lose a carbon in general, not a Pesach, a Chatzos, any carbon really is lost and it's lost at night, it's not called lost, because since Laila's Lav Zman, carbon, you can't bring it at night anyway, that's not called lost. So too, carbon Pesach before Chatzos, you can't bring it yet. So if I lost it and found it before Chatzos, that wouldn't have a status of Oved Bechlal. It wouldn't have a status of Oved, and therefore in that case, Taka would be able to be brought, it would be able to be brought as a Shlamim directly. Says the Gemara, but according to this, El Raya, the Rebbe, Hechem Shkachasla. But according to this, you're never going to have a case of Raya. According to Rebbe, what's going to be the case by a Chatas? There's no case of Chatas that's Raya. That doesn't go to Misa. Every chatas that's extra over there, according to Rebbe, is going to go to Misa. If there's no case of Raya, there's not going to be any parallel case by Pesach. Again, the Shmuel's going is Rebbe Shita. What's going to be the case? Tafa Beis says the market of Rebbe Shaya, the case like Rebbe Shaya, the Amr Rebbe Shaya, Hifr Sheikh Hatois Lachrayas. If he initially set aside, in this case, even Rebbe agrees. Rebbe is bothered that even in a case where I set aside one chatas, lost it, that set aside a second one, found the original, they're both in front of me, still that's Chatas Mesis. The one case where Rebbe says where the Chatas won't go to Misa is if a guy was a nervous guy. He was nervous to begin with. He wanted to make sure he's taken care of. The guy didn't live next to Shlayim. He's being early regal. He knows he owes a Chatas. He wants to make sure he gets the Chatas done in all costs. He separates two animals for his Chatas, and he basically, from day one, he's saying one of them is going to be my actual Chatas, and one's my backup, one's going to be my Chrayas. So, Hifrish, he set aside two chatoises to have a backup, to have a guarantee. Halach over there is mischaper bachas mem ushni roi tira. In that case, you get a kapur with one chatos, and the second chatos goes to Re'iyah. The extra chatos will go to Re'iyah in that case. The reason is because since initially it was designated in a situation, it's designated in a way that it's going to be, you can have extra. It was designated that there's going to be extra here. Whatever is extra will attack a goleria, it'll graze, and use the money. You won't use it for chatas, obviously. You can't use it for chatas, but use the money for nedava, for another carbon. In fact, Gemara, one second. But a Pesach in this very same case, would be a shlamim. A Pesach in this case, where you set aside two karbanas for Pesach, and you say one's going to be the Pesach, and one's, they both have a shame Pesach, but one will actually be brought, and the other is going to be, is by Achrayas, that karban itself is brought as a Pesach. According to the klal of Shmuel, what should happen is, in that case, it should go l'ri'iyah. The klal was, wherever chatas goes l'misa, Pesach is shechted as a shlamim. Wherever chatas goes l'ri'iyah, Pesach also goes l'ri'iyah, but in that case, Pesach wouldn't go l'ri'iyah, so it's very nice we found the case according to Rebbe, where chatas goes l'ri'iyah, where there's grazing, but you won't have the parallel by Pesach, says Gemara. Ella Shmuel Reb Shimon Sviyale Damer Chamish Chatas Mesis. Shmuel Taka holds like Reb Shimon, who says that there's Chamish Chatas Mesis, meaning there's no exceptions, not like Rebbe. Right? Who holds that there's then all the cases the Chatas Mesis are left to die, and therefore Shmuel now is able to compare Pesach to the case of Chatas. I v'Roy Reb Shimon Lestay Klal. But according to Reb Shimon, you never have Roy b'Klal. So how is it going to be when Shmuel makes the comment that meaning according to Rebbe, we had one case of Roya. According to Reb Shimon, even that case you don't have a case of Roya. So yes, we're okay with the fact that this carbon is going to go become a shlamim right away and not have to graze. But he still left with the original question: what was the case according to Shmuel of Kol Sheb Chatas Roya? There is no case of Roya to make a parallel to Pesach. Get back to that question that we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph, says Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chatakamar. Shmuel really said only one din. We thought Shmuel said two dinim. He said one din. We're basically erasing the second part of the din. Kol Shebechatas Mesa, Pesach Kar Shlamim. Period. That's his din. The second part, that Kol Shebechatas Raya, no, never happened. That was not a member for Shmuel. Shmuel's member was Kol Shebechatas Mesa, whatever Chatas Din Misa, by Shlamim, by Pesach is a Mikar Vesach Shlamim. Umay Kamash Malan, and what's he teaching us? La Fuki Medrechan is coming to Ksufer Bechanan. The Amr Bechanan says, Ein Pesach Kar Shlamim, El Shinim Tzach Shchita. Rabbi Bechanan said that the barometer to when the Pesach can be converted to Shlamim, or when it has to get a mum and use the money to buy a Shlamim, what's the cutoff point? Whether it's found before or after Shechita. Says the Gemara de Amar, Ein Pesach Karv Shlamim Elish Shem Tzach Shechita. Rabbi Yechon's Shechita is that a Pesach itself can't be brought to Shlamim unless it was found after Shechita. But if it was found before Shechita, it would be have to graze, get a mum, and use the money for shlamim. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita, because it's considered, like we've been explaining, it's considered dachoy, because it was around b'shas shchita of the other carbon. Avakayin shchita loy, alma shchita kava. So according to Rabbi Yechon Shita's kaveya, kamash malam chatzais kava. The whole machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon is a very simple machlekes. Whether what's kaveya is a chatzais or is it the shchita? It's the whole machlekes. They have machlekes by Pesach. They don't. We don't have to have them arguing by chatas b'chol. The whole machlekes Rabbi Yechon Shmuel is not about the five chatas meses. Doesn't matter. All the other scenarios. Areas by Chatas Meis that apply to Pesach also don't matter. Meaning they're going to be in agreement where the din is. The one point of contention is where the Chatas was, the Pesach was lost, and a replacement Pesach was set up, and then the original Pesach was found. At what point? Till what point do we say if the Pesach is found at this prior to this point, you have to let it get a mum, this extra Pesach, and use the money to bring a shlamim? And from what point on are you able to say, no, you can bring it itself as a shlamim? Shmuel holds, as long as I only discover my original Karm Pesach after Chatzais, which is already the Zman of Pesach, even though the other Pesach is still alive, the replacement is still around, wasn't shechted yet. As long as I only discover my original after Chatzais, I use my replacement as my Karm Pesach, and then my original now becomes a shlamim, as is, does not need to get a mum. Since it was found after Chatzais, that's good enough. According to Rabbi Yechon, I have to find my original Pesach after I shechted the replacement. Only if I find the after shechted replacement, is it okay? Otherwise, it's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara Lishna Achrina. Another version of what Shmuel says, according to this second version, Shmuel again says that wherever the chatas is raya, the Pesach is raya as well. For ilu Pesach, the question just was, what's the case? For ilu Pesach, hecha de avad v'nimtza achatzais kainim shchita yikav shlamim. By Pesach l'chayra, we're back to question that in a case where it's lost and found after chatzais, before shchita, it comes, it's yikav as a shlamim. You don't say raya. By chatzis, in that case, you'd say raya. Over here, by Pesach, he's saying yikav shlamim. We're back to the Gemara is going over that question from before. So what's going to be the answer? So the Gemara is l'shachrina. The answer is as follows: Shmuel k'rabbis v'ilei. Shmuel's like Rabbi, the Amar shchita kava. Shmuel was like Rabbi, who said the shchita is kaveya. According to this version, Shmuel saying the shechita is kaveya, Nachat says the shechita is kaveya. From the Kamar Beichran, Allah, Rabbi Beichran came and argued and said, "Ain Pesach Karv Shlamim Ella Shem Tzach Shechita." What do you see? That Rabbi Beichran is being totally in the shechita, not in the chatzais. Avakad shechita lai, am shechita kava, mechal Shmuel sarah chatzais kava. So the fact that Beichran came to argue and Rabbi Beichran said the shechita is the kaveya, isn't that an indication that Shmuel says does not all shechita is the kaveya? Shmuel must hold the chatzais the kaveya. Ella Shmuel Rabbi Sfilei. Now according to this version, now the Gemara circles back to Shmuel, holds like Rabbi. The Amar Avud Lamisa Azla, that Rabbi holds that Avud goes to Misa, so it's not Raya in this case. Taka goes to Misa. If it goes to Misa, it makes sense that by Pesach, it'll become a Shlam itself. Fact, the Rebbe Mason, Vilu Pesach, Hechadavar, Kaidim Chatzais, Vinimsa Kaidim Chatzais, Raya, according to Rebbe, all Chatzas, Mesa, all extra Chatzas, all Avudin Chatzas, go to Misa, yet by Pesach, if it was lost and found before Chatzais, if it was found for Chatzais, it would be Raya, according to the cloud, whatever goes Lamisa by Chatas, goes as a Shlamim by Pesach, but according to, if you say Shmuel's like Rebbe, the cloud doesn't fit, because we have a case of Karim Pesach, which the parallel by Chatas would go Lamisa, and by Chatas was saying Raya, and the Chari that doesn't fit the cloud, which only should be Raya by Pesach when it's Raya by Chatas. Says the Mark, Kasavar, Kedem Chatzais, Lav Avedu, again, the same answer as before we had earlier, he yelled that before Chatzais is not called Aved, because it's not Zman Pesach yet, and Vikasav Chazais Kava, and he holds that the Kvias Taka Chazais, not Shchita, Kvias Chazais, the Kvias is the Chazais, not Shchita, and therefore, in that case, if he holds before Chazais wasn't not called Ave B'chlal, and Chazais is Kava, it comes out that it was never considered Dachi in that case at all, it wasn't considered Ave at all, and therefore, by the time he found it, by the time it was discovered, it's already a Zman where you could bring it, and therefore, in itself, Kibur as a Shlamim, it will not have to be Raya, and it will not be Akasha on the Klal. We'll pause over here again, definitely a more difficult. Cheshbon, difficult daf. Have a freilichin purim, and we'll pick it up from Mitzvah Shem.